Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey, the Bert Show.
All right, so let's talk about the teenage babysitter thing going on. Okay. Boy, did I get a ton of emails about this.
And I got a ton of people talking about it with me at the two-day walk. All the women wanted to chime in.
It sure is a gender thing, it seems like. In reading the emails, like women are like, yeah, I did it when I was a kid. No problem. I'm responsible. And dudes are just a little bit more protective about it. They're like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. So this weekend, and I'm really against hiring teenage babysitters, and my wife and I have debated this now for 7 years. And this was the weekend that we tried it with two girls that we know really, really well, right?
So two different teenagers.
Two different teenagers.
On Friday and Saturday.
Yes.
Okay.
Everything went fine. Our babysitter on Friday night, I think, was with the kids like 2 hours or something like that. I don't think it was a very long time. And the babysitter on Saturday night, I think, got there at 4 or something and left at 8. So 4 hours. And all of that time wasn't completely spent alone in the house because I got home about 7:15 or so from the two-day walk.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Everything was fine. Everything was just fine. No problems. Hayden loves his babysitters. Everything great. But I had a dark thought.
Oh, no. Dude, it went fine.
It went fine. It was great.
Why are you poisoning it?
I just had a really dark thought. And it hit me the next day because by the time I got home, Stacy was out. She was doing business with something else, right? Or she was seeing a show, actually. So I got home. Hollis, the two-year-old, he's sleeping. Hayden, the seven-year-old, is watching TV with his babysitter, right? I come in, and I'm exhausted. I've worked the crew for the two-day, but I'm still pretty tired about the whole thing, and I take a shower. And I come on in, and I said, okay, you can take off if you want. So then it's just me and Hayden. Here was my twisted thought, because now Stacy's out of the house, and I'm the only adult in the house with a female babysitter. And I wonder if in some homes that there is sort of a husband and wife policy that the man is never in the home just
Absolutely.
With the female yeah, babysitter.
Absolutely. Because
you see it at work a lot. You know?
I know somebody who is CEO or CFO, but he's one of those ones that start with C and end with O that indicates really important. And he is never alone with a female in any situation.
It makes
which
sense
means
to me.
If he, when he comes home with the nanny, a male from his office follows him home. They walk in together and the female leaves.
It totally makes sense. You know, I think that there are some places in the office where a male employee isn't supposed to be with a female one-on-one. I know it certainly happens in education in schools.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a
mm-hmm.
female teacher, mm-hmm. you're not supposed to just be one-on-one with a male student and vice versa. But I've never heard that policy in a home before.
Oh, I bet.
And my thought the next day, I think, was like, if she really wanted to make some kind of stink about things, it would be she said versus he said, and she could really make my life hell for me.
What if she just said as you were
and
leaving?
And she wouldn't, and there was no indication. We weren't even in the house together at the same time. It was just a weird thought I had.
But what mm-hmm. would you do if she said as she was leaving, you need to pay me $2,000 or uh-huh. I'm going to tell everyone what you just did?
And you're it's like a David Letterman extortion thing.
Yeah, but seriously, what would you?
It's not a producer for right. 48 hours.
Honestly, think
it's
about.
I know that's what
think
my
about what you would
sort
do.
Of going
it's,
nuts,
a,
you know?
It's a lot of money, but yeah. it's not a crazy amount of got to sell your house money. So mm-hmm. it's $2,000.
To a 17-year-old, $2,000 is Right. Great
and
money.
Then, and then your response is, what do you mean just happened? And then she's like, when you got out of the shower and walked into the living room naked and asked me what I thought. And you're like, that didn't happen. And she's like, for $2,000, nobody will find out it happened. What do you do?
No, wow. I agree with that, but on both sides, because I've heard stories about the creepy dads with the babysitter.
Oh, we've taken those calls before,
I
for sure.
I've told you guys.
Yeah, that's right.
I had creepy dads when I was a babysitter, and they would come home. And this is where, you know, my mom was like, you know, if anything weird happens, call me. But you feel kind of uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. But the parents would come home tipsy. And then the dad drives you home. And then there was a couple dads that were creepy on the way home.
Yeah, we've called some women before that said that the dad, mm-hmm. you know, as soon as the wife goes up, she crashes out. And creepy drunk guy is not only walking you to the door, but he's starting to feel you up or whatever.
How creepy did your creepy dads get?
Just things that they said. They never touched me inappropriately.
Like what's a creepy, like, boy, you look really... You're cute tonight.
Yeah, or just like, you know when people get drunk, they close talk to you in your face? You know, mm-hmm. just like being too close in your face or, you know, giving you a hug goodbye. I'm like, I shouldn't be hugging you. You're like my babysitter mm-hmm. kid's dad.
And
I don't know.
Employer.
Just a couple of things where it was like your red flags go up. But nothing that ever went over the top. But I think I was probably in the minority.
And mm-hmm. just going the other way again, I have never... heard any of my friends have policy in their house that the husband should never be in the home alone with a female babysitter.
But think about, I mean, that would probably be an awkward conversation between a husband and wife, like, because what does it sound like if I said, like, if I was your wife?
Like, if I volunteer it.
And I said, Bert, I don't want you in the house alone with that babysitter. Mm-hmm. Then it, you know, how are you going to take that?
That you don't trust him at all.
Who am I not trusting, the babysitter or you?
Now, if the husband brings it up to the wife, does she go, like, why would you even think something like that?
I would think that. Yeah. I would be like, why, sicko? Are you attracted to the babysitter?
Yeah. So, yeah.
But then isn't, right. But I'd then isn't totally, the logic behind it. It's business.
Yeah, I'd be totally okay with it. 1,000%.
You can take everything we have here. Yep.
Yeah, I think it's understood on, I would assume, the wife's part, the policy that she manipulates, that she makes sure that he's never home alone with the babysitter. You know what I mean?
Because like, she's nervous.
Maybe it's said just policy. Out and out, right said.
But I wouldn't, you guys are implying that, because I think the way the conversation started, talking about a 17-year-old high school babysitter. Like, I think that would apply to a 40-year-old woman that you've hired as a part-time nanny and a 70-year-old friend of your mother-in-law's. Like, I just think that there should be
You can get on with the 70-year-old friend of your mother-in-law's?
A blanket, no. But I'm not talking about what the guy's going to do. I'm talking about what the women could do.
The potential risk that you put yourself in any situation, any age.
Yep.
Any level of attractiveness.
I think it's a blanket policy that... And I would have no problem with it.
I mean, old school policy is that, you wouldn't be alone in the same room with somebody opposite sex that wasn't your spouse.
Hey, Brenda, good morning.
Hey, Bert.
Hi.
I just wanted to tell you, my parents had that policy when I was growing up. I'm 32, and my father always used to use the phrase, he wanted to be above reproach. And so he would not drive the babysitter home when I was a kid. He wouldn't drive my friends home from a slumber party alone. Mm-hmm. If I were in the car or my brother, of course he would, but he just said that he wanted to be above reproach. Even if he went to a business lunch with a female, just he and the female, he would tell my mom beforehand because he didn't want a friend of theirs to see and make any assumption. And I think that what you're thinking is wise because someone could really damage you just by making up a lie.
And did he have any history with that? Did he see that by one of his friends or did he just sort of come up with that himself?
Sort of came up with that. He is kind of a cautious guy, my dad. My parents, and on a little different note, my parents, when we were growing up, didn't even fly on the same airplane just for the fear that it would go down, and me and my brother would have no parents. So they were just very, very cautious about things like that.
Yeah, Stacey and I have had that conversation.
Yeah, I've met couples like that before.
Two separate flights?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say before.
I'm sorry. Good morning, Christina. Or whomever.
Hey, this is Jay. What's happening?
You are definitely not Christina.
No. Christian, what's going on?
Does anybody ever call you Christina?
You know, I have a daughter, very active in sports, 3 sports a year kind of thing, and she has little friends. And it's funny because the young lady who just got off the phone, I have a self-imposed rule. I will not be in the car with one of her friends. And I know them. They know me. I'm teen dad. But I just, as a rule, I will just never be in the car alone with a little girl unless my daughter or at least 2 or 3 girls are in the car with me. Because anything can happen, anything can be said, and it's just so hard to defend against it because you do have a whole bunch of creepy guys out there trying to do bad things.
And even if you're not, you know, there could be a lot of creepy girls out there that are saying things that just aren't true, just to, like Jeff said, get $1,000.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever, attention. Or attention or drama. Mm-hmm. And I think that once a man is accused of that, that's very hard to shake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it's always going to leave a question in the mind of the public opinion,
yes.
Especially in the position that you're in the public eye and that kind of thing. There would always be a certain percentage that'd be like, I'm not sure if I believe him.
You can never shake
it. You don't like
and
to
that
think.
That follows you, especially as a guy, and you're talking about young girls, that will follow you forever.
Sure, yeah. Because you tend to believe the innocent 14-year-old girl.
Of course.
And you don't think that a girl or a person is, like, you think that's something that happens on Young and the Restless only.
Right.
You know
right,
what I mean? You don't right. think that's something that happens in real life, but it wouldn't be hard to do.
Obviously, it's happening to David Letterman.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, somebody left a package in the backseat of his car. Like,
it's like
that's not a soap
stuff.
Opera. That's real.
Yeah.
Hey, Adam, go ahead.
Yeah, I used to work in church youth ministry, and one of the reasons I got out was it was so uncomfortable working with the teenage females that I would work with. All the protections we had to have in place that I wanted because of, you know, one accusation from one girl would end my career.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Sure.
At church.
Teachers.
I talked to a friend the other day who coached soccer, and he said that, you know, he would have to make sure that his assistant coach was always around when he was coaching girls soccer, and he said he would stretch his arms out and say that that was his thinking space. And that nobody could come inside of his thinking space.
That's a great idea.
Ever.
Smart.
That's and so he
idea.
Would like put his arms in a circle around him and say, girls, this is my thinking space. I can't think. If you are inside this space, I can't think.
Well, that's why a male gynecologist has to have a nurse in there with them.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, everybody has to be protected.
Good morning, Dawn. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning. Is this the Bird Show?
Yeah,
it is.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
Hi.
Are you? I love your show. I wanted to tell you that I am so cautious. I'm a 40-year-old woman, but if I go in a restroom and there's a child in the restroom by themselves, I turn around and leave until they come out.
Really?
No kidding.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow. Never done that. Never thought of that.
So just little ways.
Never even thought of that.
And then I tell my, especially I have an adult son, I tell him that especially if there's a child in there by themselves, you turn around and head out. You wait for them to come out.
It's so funny how, though, I will make that decision if I'm going to be stuck in an elevator with a guy by myself, or I'm waiting on somebody or something like that. So when it's an adult male, then I will avoid those situations.
Sure. The Bird
Show. Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Bert Show.
I need a little refresher course on this. She and her best friend are neighbors, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indeed.
And she and her husband and her best friend and her husband all hang out like in a group together. There's four of them. They're all hanging out. They're going everywhere together.
They've traveled
kids,
together.
They've gone on vacation. Yeah. They're good buddies and they're in the same neighborhood.
So if memory serves me correctly, she and her husband or her husband has just been asked to clean the neighbor's computer, get some stuff off there and help me out.
Because the kids.
The kid was going to use it for school. And it had viruses or whatever on it. And obviously, this woman and her husband have some experience in, one of the two of them have some experience in fixing computers. So it's a laptop. So they drop it off at the house.
And Chelsea and her husband find all sorts of like pictures of her on there from like just them at pool parties together or just hanging out. And the dude has made him awfully sexual. And he started to write like some text on him, which was really naughty.
He changed the file names to like what he wanted to do to her.
She's so weird.
And it was pictures of her when she didn't know she was being photographed. So she knew they were at, like, say, some kid's birthday party, but she wasn't posing for the picture. Like, he was just taking pictures of her across from across the party, across the barbecue, whatever it was. And there were all these in there. And her husband found it. And they were both so disturbed by it, they didn't know what to do.
So some theories came in that maybe this dude wanted them to actually see the pictures.
But it was the wife who gave them the computer.
Okay, so we can eliminate that one.
Yeah, the wife said, hey, I want to give this computer to our son, but it's not working well or whatever. Clean it up.
I think we were all sort of questioning. And I think Chelsea was also like, why haven't we done something about it already? Like, why hasn't the husband, his knee-jerk reaction should have been to go over and beat the dude's ass, right?
Right.
Well, they did delete those pictures, which is right. Like they deleted the evidence to take to the husband.
All right. I think that covers it, right, Chelsea?
Yes.
Did we get it all right there?
Yes.
Unfortunately, remembered every gross detail.
Yes.
So tell us what some of the dialogue has been like with you and your husband since we had you on last.
Well. Honestly, I feel like I'm going to walk into a lion's den right now, but...
No, you haven't done anything.
We have decided, and we have talked and talked about it, and we have decided not to say anything right now.
You out your damn
no
mind.
Way.
Well, here's... The main reason is there are so... The kids all involved, and I truly just love her. And the hard, it's just so hard. But the funniest part is since things have, the computer's been returned, there has not been very much interaction between the two families.
You think he realized what?
Personally, yes, I do. Because then I happened upon him at school one day getting our kids, and he was very awkward.
Now, were you picking up the kids and he was underneath the bench trying to take a picture of your skirt?
Yeah.
Now, she said, what are you doing down there? He said, oh, yeah, nothing.
Just hanging out.
Tying my shoe.
Nothing. Lost contact.
So really has not been... So part of us feels like he may know, but as of now, we just don't... Since there are kids involved and we feel totally different if it were a couple with no children, or if they were just dating, it would be so much easier. But with the fact that the kids, it just makes it so much harder. If we see them all together at some point and the camera does come out, we have decided then it's...
That we might do something.
Then it will happen.
Yeah. Then maybe. And then here's what we've done.
Think about what we're going to do next.
Here's what we've got. We've got big black rectangles that say censored on it. And we're just going to hold them up in front of my private areas, my bosoms, and my genitals.
That actually is a good idea.
Now, did we have the conversation? We may have asked you this the first time and I forgot. But do you think there's a chance that she gave y'all the computer to fix up? And he didn't know that she gave it to you? Like, she just... I mean, is that how it went down? So all of a sudden he's panicked and there's nothing he can do?
Well, it did start out that way. And then he did find out. And he then knew, yes, that we were getting the computer.
But did he find out before you got the computer? Or did he find out once y'all had it?
He found out right when it was going to be delivered to us.
So, like, she was putting it in the car to bring it to your house, and he's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
All right.
So there was no stopping it at that point.
Right.
Okay. No! He jumps on the hood.
Right.
She's swerving.
My curiosity is how you felt when you saw him face to face. Like, how did you act towards him?
Turned on.
But it was so, like, I was not expecting, obviously, to see him, but, you know, my first reaction was, you know, hi, how are you? And, you know, no hugs, no nothing.
How is your husband living with this? Like, as soon as your husband sees him, I am really surprised he's being tolerant about it.
Well, he hasn't. They haven't seen each other.
Okay.
Oh. Gotta have to beat some ass.
And that's kind of, it's a little easier in that regard because the other husband travels so much and is gone a lot, so it's easier for those two not to see each other. And then our husbands just now with both of their work situations have very different schedules.
Hey, Tiffany?
Yes, I'm here.
Good morning. Go for it.
Oh, Lord.
I am Chelsea. I just don't think that you're being really fair to yourself or fair to your friend. I mean, you're saying all these things about her, the kids and everything. What about your kids? What about your safety? What about her safety?
Yep.
You don't know what kind of person that, you know, she's dealing with, what you're dealing with. Well, and if you guys have this particular friendship that's so strong, I mean, I just don't understand it. If you're...
Well, I feel kind of different because he has never in person made me feel uncomfortable. He's never been, like, touchy, flirty.
Yeah, but he's secretly wanting to do dirty things
to
you.
But that's where our thing is. If he were, like...
Have very passive aggressive.
You know what you need to do
to get
in your head? You need to go put a black light underneath his computer desk.
No, you don't.
And then you'll start.
That's gross. It's sad to me that your friend is married to a guy she doesn't even know she's married to. I mean, I feel like you've got to somehow give her the information and then let them decide what to do with the kids and their family and everything else. But it's like you're protecting her, letting her live in this like picture perfect cookie cutter little life that is not real.
And every time they're around you, your friend has no idea that her husband is sort of lusting after you. Nastiness. Now, not everybody thinks you did the wrong thing. Hey, Nina.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
What's up?
It's all you.
I'm good.
All right. Now would be a good time to tell us your opinion.
I remember hearing this on the first installment when she first brought the problem up. And I was definitely feeling like they need to distance themselves from that couple. Because it's just not going to be comfortable around that guy if they don't say anything going forward. And if she said anything, I was like, well, if she says something, she says something. But her argument, I think, is legitimate. This is a guy who she said is a good dad, a good husband. He's a good guy. We all have fantasies. And the way he's displayed his fantasy is totally inappropriate and dangerous. Anyone could have found those pictures, his wife, his children. So
the mailman.
Yeah.
It worked out so that he's kind of got a second chance with his family. He's got a second chance with his marriage. He's got a second chance with his family. But what he's probably going to do is correct the situation on his own.
That's your fantasy.
And distance himself from that couple because he knows. I think he knows he got busted.
And now he'll have another target that he's going to do this with.
Which is sort of what Chelsea said has been happening anyway. He's been distancing himself, so maybe she's right.
Just so you guys know, about 4 minutes ago, I watched last night's U2 concert come in and park itself on Bert's face.
Dude, it's been there since 5:30. I want a little credit because I held out pretty well until 9:38.
But about 5 minutes ago, Happy Mask came off, and Bono walked in here and punched you in the nose.
I brought all these Tylenol today, and I haven't taken one until right now. Here's Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm a first-time caller. Love your show.
Thank you.
Welcome. Thank you.
Well, I was calling because I just wanted to bring up the point that this may be a sign that he's more likely to cheat on her friend. Maybe a first step if it hasn't gone that far already, especially since he's, quote-unquote, out of town all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't agree that she did the right thing. I don't think they did the right thing, but now they've waited so long that... You know, I don't know if they can do anything anymore, but I think it is naive to assume that, oh, well, now it's over with and he's never going to take pictures of either other women and say nasty things on it. I mean, that's a whole different level of creepy.
Now, here's a different take we didn't think of. Chase?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just wondering, and I may have missed something, so I'm just coming in on this morning, but how do you guys know it was the husband that modified the pictures and not the guy's wife?
Oh. That's hot.
Because the wife was the one who gave...
Oh, my God.
The wife was the one who gave them the computer.
It was on the husband's side of the login, where you log in on different things.
He's having his own fantasy now.
It was on his side under some... work files.
How do we know it wasn't your husband who put the pictures on the computer?
Whatever. So you guys are pretty strong, and this is the way you're going to go here. You're just going to let it play out, and once the camera comes out at a pool party or something, that's when you guys have decided that you're going to pull your...
Yeah, but, we're going to go all for drama then.
You're not going to do anything.
No, you're not. You're going to suck in your tummy and try to look pretty.
You're going to let this go.
You've proven that you don't do anything.
No, if we see the camera, then it will. And that's what we have said. And that's what my husband said.
You saw the pictures.
You do what you
with
think you
got to
do.
You ain't going to. We know you better than you know you. You're not going to do anything.
I'll call you.
Yeah, whatever.
Right. I'll call you.
Whatever. You know what? We weren't even meant to be together. It's not you, it's me.
I'm
going to support her. Because
I don't even think you have a baby.
I haven't been able to hear one word over the last 3 minutes. All right, Chelsea, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
They just decided not going to do anything at all. Let the kids hang out. The husband is going to have a problem with this. The first time he sees them all together.
Already doesn't have a problem. Yeah. How long would it take you to walk over and knock on somebody's door, especially if the guy was smaller than you?
Immediately.
If he's bigger than you,
take me a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's the Burt Show. This is the Burt Show.
Okay, so we're supposed to have Sarla on today to rebut everything that Brad said yesterday, but that's not happening. And now Brad is back.
Confused.
He was not on the Voice Disguiser, right?
Nope.
No, neither of them were they?
Nope.
Hey, Brad.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, man, why are you on with us today?
Well, I'm on because after I got off the phone with you guys on the air yesterday, I went to work, and I realized I could listen to you live on the internet.
Oh, no.
I did, which is kind of what I normally do. And I was a little disappointed to find out that you guys were withholding some information from me that would have been nice to know. I would have preferred not to find out the way that I did, but as we all know now, turns out the reason Sarla was trying to get in touch with me was because I guess she was pregnant.
Oy.
Well,
She had gotten pregnant pretty much right after we split up. And like I said, we had no verbal contact. It was only letters. Me telling her that that I didn't want to be in a relationship with her anymore. And I can understand now why she was pressing the issue so much. Again, I'm sure she probably just didn't want to tell me in a form of a letter, and that's why I assume that's why she called you to get some help on it. So now, basically, I found out some really shocking news. My whole life is going to be different now. As a Christian man, I want to take responsibility and do the right thing here and take care of this child because it is mine. And I'm just so floored by the news, and I don't really know what to do other than I'm taking off Friday after work, and I'm going down to Atlanta, and I'm gonna see little baby Emma is her name. I guess that's what she decided to name the child. I'm gonna see my little daughter. She's 2 months old now, and that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay, there's a lot of layers to this onion that we got to peel back.
Melissa can't wait to get it out.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Because Brad, I mean, I heard earlier, I mean, yes, it's a disappointing way to find out, but it's not that's our issue with Sarla, because when we first talked to Sarla, she never mentioned the child. Then the second time we talked to her, when we said, look, in a closure call, you're not going to be able to talk to Brad. It's just him giving his side of the story. Then that's when she told us that she was pregnant. So we weren't quite sure that that was actually the case. And so that's why we never said anything to you, because one, it's not our place. And two, we don't understand. And I'm still confused, Brad, and I apologize for why you were together for 3 years, engaged for 3 months, and she could not find you to tell you in the past 12 months.
Well, she had, found she him. She had all the contact info.
She could never not find him. She didn't want to tell him unless they were actually physically
so,
together.
So my question is, why did that not happen? Did she explain to you why she didn't come to you herself? Mm-hmm.
No. You know, we talked briefly about it. And again, some of it's, and I'm not blaming you guys. You know, I didn't want to make it sound like that at all. But part of it is my fault. You know, I suppose she could have told me in a letter. I don't know why she couldn't have, and then I certainly would have picked up the phone and called her, and we could have straightened it out. But, yeah, I know it's hard to say. I don't know why she didn't just, I mean, if it were me and it were the other way around, I would have drove my ass down to whatever city that person belongs to and told them right to their face.
Well, did you ask her why she didn't tell you? Mm-hmm. Did you ask her why she didn't tell you within?
Why are we so mad at this guy?
Well, no, I'm just trying to figure out the conversation, because if you spoke briefly, I would want a long explanation, like conversation. I wouldn't want this short, brief conversation if I had a baby that I just found out about.
Well, I'm sorry to make it out that it was like a brief conversation. We went into it, but I didn't really ask for that because I was still so shocked and floored by the fact that this is what had happened. And I immediately just said, I'm going to come to you, okay? I'm going to come to you this weekend. I'm going to come down to Atlanta, and we'll talk there in person, because the facts were what they were, and I wanted to just see her in person. I wanted to meet my daughter. I was very... I'm sorry. I'm still a little bit shaken up over the whole thing. But you know, we did talk for a little bit, and I guess she was just scared.
Was she emotional?
Scared of how I was going to react to it.
Yeah, who called who yesterday?
Yeah, was she emotional on the phone with you?
She was very melancholy. She was not crying at all. And you know, the baby's been born 2 months now, so she's, I guess, adjusted to that reality herself. And she was very, you know, I got to give her credit. She was very, understanding of my situation and what it was like to be on my end. And she apologized profusely for not pursuing the matter, I guess, a little more vehemently and in person. And again, I was just so taken aback by everything that we just decided it would be best if I come to Atlanta this weekend and just we can talk about it and discuss how we're going to, you know, manage the respective parenting roles and all that. I mean, it's a real dilemma, you know, because I live in Louisville. I have no plan. My life is here. You know, I have no plans to move, you know, and I got a two-month daughter that obviously I care about and I want to take care of and I want to be there for.
Why isn't she on with us today? Do you know?
No, I don't. I honestly do not.
Some, you know, we've got a cynical bunch of listeners, just cynical,
and employees.
Listeners. The listeners.
Did Melissa just mouth to me? Did you mouth to me?
Yes, I mouthed you.
What if there is no baby?
You are speaking for the listeners.
I was speaking. I was channeling, because I don't know if you know of my, you know, abilities, but I can channel listeners. And there was a lot of people that wondered if there was a baby at all.
Well, I started to believe more yesterday that there was a baby because the timing lined up, but I still thought it was originally because she didn't tell us on the first call about that. So it seemed like she was sort of making up the story about the baby because she just wanted to see you. And now she's sort of getting her wish that you are coming down. You're going to see her in person in Atlanta. But like,
I believe this was all calculated. Like, as this unfolds here, I think this was her way of reaching out to him without reaching out to him.
I know, but I'm so confused.
I really don't think that's...
You don't?
God, I hate to believe that. I don't think that's the case. So I know
she had all your contact info.
Right, but here's the deal. She had all the contact info. He wouldn't speak to her because there were letters exchanged, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not speaking to her. So then she hears of this radio thing that we do from time to time called the closure call, and she misunderstands how it works and thinks we will create a situation where the two of them will be talking to each other. It doesn't happen that way. And then she wants to, you know, she's like, well, I can't do it then. And we end up sorting it all out on the air and we do it. Am I the only one in this room who doesn't find anything weird about the story?
I think it's a little strange.
Yes.
But in the beginning it was, but now everything adds up.
It doesn't.
How does it not?
So the fact that she didn't send you a letter, Brad, that said, I'm having your baby. please call me.
What is the thing with the letters?
Or emails.
Or
she shows up in the driveway.
I'm in your driveway.
With the child. With the child
what
in
I'm
hand.
Saying,
with
the stick. Though, look at the stick. Like what Jeff was saying, like they were only exchanging with letters because she didn't talk to him. I would still expect her to write it in a letter.
Must have turned on us on this whole thing. Hey, Joy, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Oh, no.
I know why she's not on the radio, because you guys have been nasty to her the whole time. You called her a liar. You called her a sneak. You're still doubting her right this very minute when he's saying he wants to go check it out. And you want to know why she doesn't want to come talk to you guys?
You're right. You guys really need to do a little self-check.
Sorry,
and ask yourselves why you're such a cynical lot. I agree with her.
What's wrong with you people?
This show sickens me. You guys sicken me. I can't even look at you.
Well, okay, let's say we do believe her, but then come to find out she has no baby. I mean, y'all are going to be mad at her. I mean, I'm really convinced that there is still no baby.
Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say I love you guys. I really do. I've listened to you for a long time.
But.
However.
Yes.
The past 3 days, oh my gosh, I've been trying to get through because you guys have just ticked me off. You have no idea what it's like to be a pregnant woman who doesn't have contact with the person that she's gotten pregnant by. The guy wrote her a letter and said that he doesn't want to be with her. Okay, great, but you have no idea what it feels like to be carrying around someone's child and to know that this person does not want to be with you. She was scared, she was afraid, and you know what? If for some reason at some point she didn't contact him, maybe she was afraid, maybe she figured, okay, you know what? I mean, there are plenty of women out there that don't get in contact with their child's father because they're simply afraid that the person is just going to walk away. It's not like this is the first time that that's happened, and you guys have just doubted this from the beginning. Of course she didn't bring it out the first day that she talked to you guys. Maybe she was scared. Maybe she was nervous. Maybe she didn't want to put everything out there like that.
That's exactly what I've said the last couple of days.
And right. I see what you're saying.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, bandwagoner.
I see what you're saying, but I think the thing that just in my mind, the miscommunication that confuses me is the fact that they were engaged for 3 months. I mean,
3 years. Yeah.
3 months. They were together mm-hmm. for 3 years. So I guess I'm erroneously looking at it through my relationship because.
Well, erroneous.
If I was with somebody for 3 years, which I have been, and then there's big news and she didn't want to see me, but she didn't know about the news. Again, I would physically make mm-hmm. myself available to her to tell her in her face, this is what's going on and you have to listen to me. This letter exchange and we're not talking and
but
we can't pick up the phone.
But don't women get all hormonal and crazy?
But that would, to me, that would mean that she would be more likely get in the car and go to see him. Mm-hmm.
What's up, Jen?
Hey, Brad.
Is he
still there?
Mm-hmm.
I was just curious, do you think that there's any chance of you guys getting back together when you come and see her and meet the baby?
This certainly does change things. You know, when you have a child with somebody, it's like it's a bond. And like I said, I want to be a good parent. It's always a good girl, you know, when it comes down to it at the end of the day. And My answer in short is I don't know right now. We're going to talk about all that when I go down there this weekend.
You're open to the idea.
I'm open to it, yeah. That's a good way of putting it. I'm open to it in light of certain circumstances. I can tell you if this was not the case, you know, if there was no child, then I would not. But, you know, you got to take responsibility for your life, you know, and I want to do that, and I want to be there for her. I want to be a good father to my child, and I don't want to compromise that at all. So, yes, I'm open to it.
I hope we can talk to one of you guys like early next week and find out how the weekend went.
Let's talk to the baby.
I know people are really.
I want to talk to the baby that's not real.
Or is. All right, Brad, thank you. We won't hold you up anymore today, but we would really love to talk to you like maybe on Monday morning and find out how the weekend went.
Yeah, fair enough. I think that would be nice.
All right.
Good luck.
Good
to
luck.
You.
And, I guess congratulations are in order.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, once it all settles down.
Yeah, congratulate him, Melissa.
Congratulations, Brad. Yes.
Let us know either way on Monday.
Okay, guys. Thanks very much.
All right, we'll take some of your calls. We'll take some of your calls here in just a couple of seconds. Here,
call the Burt Show and the two Nancy Graces over there.
There are a lot of people that are sort of upset at us.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Get it? The Bert Show.
This is just one of these storylines that is so long that if you haven't been paying attention the last couple of days, it's too long for us to give you all the details.
It's the Bert Show's lost.
It is, right? You miss one episode, you miss a lot.
The polar bear ate her baby.
But we can tell you this, that in the closure call this morning, Brad calls us up and says, all right, I started listening to you dudes, and now I know that Starla has a baby, and this is the last way in the world I wanted to find out. But he did, and now he's coming to Atlanta this weekend so they can reconnect and he can meet his daughter for the very first time, if there is indeed a daughter. What's that?
Wendy is just so angry over there.
I mean, I'm not. Mm-hmm. I just don't believe her. Something does seem off. And he, when he said, I guess she picked out the name Emma. Like, wouldn't you know that from a conversation? Your daughter's
name?
That's
what he said.
But he said, I guess. Like,
yeah, I guess he just found out he had a baby 24 hours ago by listening to an internet stream of a radio station.
The pitch of your voice is driving me crazy. You're gonna have to stop.
We'll see. No, I'll find out on Monday. I'm just very cynical, I guess.
Hey, Adrian.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Perfect. How are you?
I'm good. I'm going to go with she was crazy. She's crazy throughout the whole relationship, and there probably is a baby, and she knows that she's nuts, and so that's why she feels that she has to be in his face to tell him about it, because otherwise he's thinking she's just a crazy chick.
But now he's talking about getting back. He said he was open to reconnecting with her.
Well, he wants to be
a
good father.
Yeah,
that's why.
Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Hello.
I think it's off because I don't think it's his baby. I think when she came to Atlanta, she maybe got pregnant. And in this situation, she's going to get the one who got away, plus a good dad for her father or for her child.
But I think he would be smart enough, I would hope, at least to DNA it, right?
You know, there's your next song, DNA it.
That's how you separate the parents from the non-parents.
Yeah,
when they refer to children as it. That's it right there. Hey, Ben, good morning. You're on Q100.
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing that someone earlier said. She came to Atlanta, sold her wild oats for however long, got pregnant, and now she's either couldn't make it with the guy she got pregnant from, and now is heading back to the other guy.
Yeah, I agree. Something is not right.
Good morning, Mandy. You're part of the Bert Show.
I have to say, you guys are being pretty hard on this girl. I really do. Because as a mother myself, I have to say that me and my fiance was broken up for a while, and I was pregnant with this kid, and it was kind of hard to go back and tell him that, hey, you have a kid. But I was upfront about it, and I'm that type of person. But, I mean, some people aren't like that. Some people aren't upfront about it.
I want to know how you handled it. So you and the fiance broke up, but you were pregnant. How long did you wait to tell him, and how did you tell him?
I told him, like, immediately. But yes. I'm an upfront type of girl. That's what he likes about me. We're married now, but I'm upfront. I don't lie about things. But some people are just scared about it. I mean, as a pregnant woman, you are kind of scared sometimes because you're scared that he doesn't want to be with you, he doesn't want to be around his kid, or he's just scared in general.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm with Jen. I mean, like, you told him immediately, and that's what I'm sure you are unique and special, but most people would have done that. Most women, I think, would have found a way within a few months, if not immediately, to tell.
You show up to his house.
Yeah, I'm in the driveway.
You're right there on the driveway.
Yes.
All right, one more call, and then we'll get into the entertainment buzz. Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to know why nobody thought about asking her if she'd email them a picture, or even him. That would be my first question. If I was a guy and I found out that I had a baby, well, can you email me a picture? I want to see my kid. I mean, moms go crazy on their camera phone and, you know, pictures in general, that she wouldn't just send them a picture. And then that'll clear up all our answers, because I want to know. And I can't wait until next week.
Well, you can pull any baby and take a picture of it and send it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now, come on. What? Are you being that cynical? Seriously, what? Like she'd ask a friend to borrow her baby to take a picture to send to this dude?
I don't know. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. Just
well, this weekend he is going to see with his own eyes if there's really a baby or not.
Right, so we
She's
won't
gonna
need
to breastfeed picture. That thing in front of him.
Oh, my God.
She is.
I wish you would just come on with us and we could ask her some questions.
She hates us.
Yeah, she's not really volunteering to come on with us
Ella
anymore.
Is Ella being babysat this weekend by anybody that we know of?
Well, and I wonder if he'll meet the baby and be like, God, that looks a lot like your ex-boyfriend.
So even if he comes back on Monday and says, yes, there is a baby, you guys are still going to go, how do we know it's yours? There's no win for this couple at all right here.
You're going to have to go get one of those CVS DNA Who's Your Daddy tests. And
is
send
that
it
the
in.
Brand name?
I think it is.
The Burt Show. This is The Burt Show.
So this really did turn into an episode from The Office around here yesterday. The fact that this was talked about so much around Q100 yesterday is comical.
It is Emails. The talk of the company right now.
It's a joke. It really is. And it's really, let me just say how it all started. And then you guys can comment more on the repercussions because I didn't see them nearly as much as you guys did.
Yeah.
All right. So every day, I am a creature of habit when it comes to my food. Okay. Mm-hmm. So every day at 10 o'clock, I will heat up food that I have brought from home. Right after the show is over, first thing I do is go to the microwave and I heat up food. So I do that yesterday and I head on over to the microwave. I got a little Cornish game hen working yesterday.
A Cornish game hen.
Yeah, man. Some brown rice. Wow. 10 o'clock in the morning. That's good stuff.
That's the last thing I thought you could say. Hey, I'm rocking my Cornish game hen.
It sounds gross to everyone else, but actually that sounds really good to me right now.
Because this is our lunchtime yes, right here.
Exactly.
You know? So I go to the microwave yesterday, and when I get there, there is a Hot Pocket in the microwave.
Hot Pocket.
And it was done.
Which is, I mean, it's just delicious in just its look itself is delicious.
It's in that little, like, aluminum sleeve just getting all toasty.
Actually, it was like a cardboard sleeve. I looked at it hard and long, you know, mm-hmm. thinking maybe I want to eat this thing instead.
Well it's the it's the metal, synthetic metal inside, so it crispies. So I don't know what that's made of, but.
It crisps the crust.
So what you're saying is there was a cooked.
Yeah.
Food in the microwave that you yourself were debating on whether to eat.
Well, it crossed my mind. And certainly somebody was there before. They put their Hot Pocket in. And I had no idea at the time whose it was. All I knew
so
is it was done.
It.
They left it, probably went and did some business.
They unmanned their Hot Pocket?
Yes.
Can't
I mean,
do that.
Who does that?
No Hot Pocket left behind in this office. That's how it should be. So when I get there, this thing is done. And I'm opening up the microwave to put my Cornish game hen in there when Wendy pops on into the break room. And what did you say at that time?
No, I was just
something
going
like
in
that
there.
Smells good or
yeah,
something
like
that?
Yeah, something smells good. And then I was going to get some crackers from the vending machine.
So she says, man, that smells good. And I immediately think, I got to set Wendy up here. So I said, you know what? I've been debating between eating both of these this morning. Here, why don't you just go ahead
Dude.
And have the Hot Pocket?
So Wendy thought it was yours?
No, this is how Bert phrased it. He goes, I go, that smells really good. And he goes, well, do you want it? I don't think I'm going to get to eat it. He goes, I'm not sure I'm going to eat it. I'm like, I go, are you sure? I'm like, are you really positive I can have it? He's like,
of course
yeah,
I'm
you
not
can
gonna
take
eat
it. I'm not going to eat it.
It's not mine. Why
never
would I eat
said it?
It
wasn't
I
his.
Didn't say it wasn't mine.
So
I inferred that she could go ahead and eat it.
Yeah, yeah. Take somebody else's food.
I love it.
So the payoff for me is going to be Wendy around the office somewhere eating this Hot Pocket while somebody catches her, and she's obviously going to take the brunt of the joke. So that's the payoff for me. Like, she's eating somebody else's Hot Pocket. That's hilarious
and
to me.
And I've got
to
say, it was really good. It was ham and cheese.
So she takes it out of the microwave, and she brings it on back here to the studio.
Probably thinking, oh, Bert is so nice. Yeah. Oh, that is so sweet of him to give me his Hot Pocket.
It's really hungry.
I heat up my Cornish game hen, and I go into my office.
I'm sorry.
That is funny.
Oh, it is the office.
Game hen.
That is what that is what the other meal would be in the
Are
office.
Are you serious? Yes. In its own little paper sleeve with
you
its metallic.
On the TV show?
Yeah. Yes.
Cornish
hey,
game hen.
Has anyone seen my Cornish game hen and black truffle mashed potatoes that I brought in for lunch?
So I start to talk to some other employees around here in my office, and I actually forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then there, a congregation of people start to form around my office looking in. There's like three people that are sort of giggling, and then there's one dude with a scowl on his face. I mean, he is pissed. I mean, really angry. And I immediately realized, okay, this is our webmaster's Hot Pocket that has just been eaten.
Well, before the congregation around your office... They came into the studio, and I'm just sitting here, you know, eating away on this Hot Pocket. All of a sudden, I have...
Wendy's, like, singing the jingle in her head. She's like, oh, this is Hot Pocket.
Awesome. Awesome. I was like, I get to have lunch today. I don't have crackers. I have this hot morsel in my mouth. It tastes so good. But
Hot Pockets.
But the studio door flies open. I have four faces staring at me. I'm like, why are you staring at me while I'm eating? This is awesome. So I'm like, this is really delicious. I'm like, what? Scowled face. And three other people are laughing. I'm like, he goes, where'd you get that Hot Pocket? I go, Bert gave it to me.
Where'd you get that Hot Pocket?
And then he was like, is that my Hot Pocket from the microwave?
Is that my Hot Pocket?
No, it's Bert's Hot Pocket. It's Bert's Hot Pocket.
These are the lines that are going to play back in his mind once he realizes what happened.
Can you tweet all of these in a row?
Yeah.
So I get four faces staring at me, accusing me of eating the Hot Pocket that was in the microwave that I thought was Bert's Hot Pocket.
Get your Hot Pocket out of my mouth, Wendy.
I was like, you can go talk to Bert, but Bert gave me his Hot Pocket. This is not your Hot Pocket.
So he and
can we save all these lines?
He and the four people come into my office, and it is almost like the Salem witch trials.
Now, can I ask where the other people come?
They have torches. They've got torches with their flames on top, and they are ready to burn down my house.
We hate Bert.
Oh, wait. We should establish that it was a lean pocket, not a hot pocket.
Oh, there's no difference. There's no difference.
Are you sure this isn't somebody's Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets?
I just got it from Southside Steve.
Oh, super.
So Jeff watches this guy walk down the hall, and he's really, really angry, right? At this point, I got to back out because I didn't see the rest of it.
You've got to imitate.
You did. You were in the office when he was yelling at you. That was the best part.
Yeah, there was an exchange.
I don't have any food for four hours. It's the only thing I eat for 4 hours. That lean pocket. And you gave it to someone. I don't have anything to eat for 4 hours.
At first, I thought he was joking, but I mean, he was really serious about it.
Stormed down the hall, fists in the air, so mad, like punching the air, like you would punch the air if you get really mad. Punch the air. So
I'm shocked he didn't look down at your desk and go, "Well, is that a Cornish game? might I have some of that, dear Bert?"
Like, did you say like he was like pumping his fist in the air on the
hall? Yeah, he was mad, and I don't understand where his entourage came from. Like, is it like West Side Story where one guy's going to walk down?
No, it doesn't matter. They hate the Bert Show anyway. They're just looking for a reason.
Now, they heard him his anger probably started in the break room when his Hot Pocket was gone. So I'm saying this entourage was probably, they were just followers. They were voyeurs. They were like, oh, we're going to follow this.
And they're thinking Bert's about to get his ass kicked, and this is something we got to see. Because he's about to do everything that everyone else in the office has wanted to do for the last 7 years.
They thought it was me. They're like, I saw Wendy leave the break room with a Hot Pocket. Yeah. So he came in here first looking at me, eating his Hot Pocket.
And they're like, oh, little Wendy thinks she's so cool because she's on Bert Show. She totally can take stole your Hot Pockets.
I totally stole your Hot Pocket.
So I'm laughing. So he's yelling at me, and just the absurdity of the whole thing just comes over me, and I just start laughing.
Which just made him more mad, I'm sure.
And he storms away, and then he shoots an email off, like a staff email.
Calling you the food fairy.
That I can't tell if it was joking or not. I think it was.
I think he was joking because
he was so mad he didn't spell check.
Yeah, he was just mad.
It said food fairy, food dairy.
And sadly, you can't... I think there are certain, if you're mad, like if I'm mad at you, Bert, I'm going to fire off an angry email. Like, I'll sit down at my computer.
You're in the moment, man.
Jeez. Hot Pocket! I want my Hot Pocket! Leave Pocket!
I'm surprised he had that much energy because he didn't have anything to eat. He's not going to eat for 4 hours.
But unfortunately, I don't know if you noticed this, he sent it from his iPhone, which means the anger came across like this.
I mean, he was so angry he couldn't even wait to get to the office to shoot off the email.
He went downstairs to walk it off.
No,
nuh-uh.
Kidding me.
So he sent the email from downstairs. But see, here's what I think. Here are the levels. I'm going to try to climb inside his head.
You're definitely getting your ass kicked today.
Remember, we're talking about a Hot Pocket still.
But it's a lean pocket! It's a lean pocket!
For 4 hours! That's my Hot Pocket!
And, I think, look, listen.
My 770 grams of sodium.
Now I'm going to have to go chug a bottle of soy sauce.
I need a salt lick.
I'm just going to say, because I'm going to try to get, because here's, I understand. Like, that is...
But I can't believe you stole somebody's food.
Right. Now
that wasn't cool.
That's what a practical joke is. Right. It's the nature of a practical joke is to be a jerk.
Okay, right. So what you did, you have to acknowledge, and in your defense, in Bert's defense, he did buy him a box of Lean Pockets, right?
Not one. Two.
Two boxes of Lean Pockets.
Philly cheesesteak and chicken are waiting
for
him.
Well, that's enough for 8 hours.
Okay. So anyways.
Can I have one of those?
Sure.
So he'll just hand it to you next time you go to the break room to get some crackers.
So that's been repaid. But in the defense of the victim of this joke, I think the anger is like, dude, you just took my food. That's the only thing I bring in. So he's mad. And you get mad. And then so you storm down to the office and you're pointing your finger and you're stomping around about a Lean Pocket. Then as you're walking away from that scenario, I think you have to get mad at yourself because you just raised a stink about a Lean Pocket. And there really isn't, you know.
It's absurd. It's absurd. Yeah.
Like, so in his defense, I think that email after the fact was an acknowledgement.
I agree.
That, hey, maybe I overreacted about a Lean Pocket.
But still, yeah, and I can still sympathize because, you know, when you've got something stuck in your head that you want to eat and it's been in there for an hour and a half or 2 hours.
Yeah, Cornish game.
And it's not there when you want it. I can understand how we could get upset.
Just out of curiosity, where do you keep your food during the day?
I would never tell that.
Yeah, because this morning you're going to have roasted truffle duck with pubis.
Oh, God.
Whatever it is.
Booger bagel.
It's a pluck and drop today.
Yeah, tomatoes and mozzarella that have been in someone's butt cheeks for 1 second.
What are you going to pick?
Hot Pockets!
The Bird Show.